Yo, check it out real quick. A couple of things. This sucks, but I got to tell you. So if you're in Vancouver right now, I'm very excited that I'm doing the podcast tonight with you at the Comedy Mix. Christina will not be there. She will not be at the podcast or any of the stand-up shows this week. I know it's a huge disappointment to a lot of people. It's hugely disappointing to her. She can't even do this announcement of it because she's still on location shooting. So there's just there's no way she can go. So it's a huge bummer for her, for me, for everybody that'll be at, or you know, wanted to see her at the podcast or the stand-up shows. I hope you still come out. I'm still going to do the podcast. I have a special guest host who's going to do it with me. And of course, I'll be doing stand-up all week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Comedy Mix. So please come out. Know that she's very sorry that she can't make it, and we'll try to make up for it. We'll try to come back together to Vancouver the next time. So that's that. That's a big bummer. What else is there? There's another thing I had to say. God damn it. What is wrong with me? I already fucking don't remember. Oh yeah, so please ignore, you'll hear in the episode, we recorded this episode at her hotel last week, and then, oh my God, the other fucking huge announcement. There's no Friday episode this week. So that's the other huge thing, is that there's no Friday episode. Why? Because we have just been completely swamped. There was no way to do it, so I just got back from Cleveland. Thank you, huge thank you to everybody that came to the Cleveland Improv this past week. You guys were amazing. I really appreciate it. Yeah, so there's no Friday episode. There's just this episode. We apologize. We will be back to two episodes next week, Wednesday and Friday. And that's that. So all that sad news out of the way. One other thing, I have one piece of business and then I'll give you the episode. Yes, this episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter our offer code MOM at checkout. That's MOM. You can't forget that. Please don't forget that part, you know, the mom part. A better web starts with your website. So there's a lot of really cool things that come with Squarespace. If you haven't checked it out, it's a super easy, simple, easy way to design a really professional looking website. Christina has used it for the new podcast that she will be releasing later this year. She's building up a bank of episodes right now, and I'll let her tell you about that later, but she used it. It's so easy. You get 24/7 support through live chat and email. These guys are on top of it. They'll help you out with any step of the way. Plans start as low as $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. And of course, the store, the online store is a huge part of it. One guy who just used Squarespace, named Ed Valdez in Chicago, used it to design his new site, which is edwardvaldeztrained.com. That's Edward Valdez, V-A-L-D-E-Z, trained.com. If you're in Chicago, this dude is amazing. When I was in Chicago, he sent me an email and offered to come to the hotel and train me, and I was like, yeah, I need motivation, come train me. He absolutely kicked my ass, and it was fantastic. And if you're in Chicago and you're looking for a trainer, I highly recommend this guy. I mean, just the coolest guy, really knows his stuff, super positive, just amazing. I was blown away at his skill, his talent, his insight, and like I said, he got me to really push myself. He never asked me to do this. I wanted to plug him the whole time, but I had nowhere to send people. So he finally went on Squarespace and he built this site. So it's Edward valdeztrained.com. I highly recommend checking him out. And you can see how beautiful the site is. And he's, you know, he's a trainer. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He just built it because Squarespace is awesome. So start a trial, with no credit card required, and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use our offer code MOM to get your 10% off. And of course, it'll show that you support Your Mom's House. Thank you, Squarespace. We really appreciate you as a sponsor. Squarespace is a better web. Starts with your website. Again, big apologies. There is absolutely nothing we could do about Christina not being able to come. And there's nothing we could do. I had less than 48 hours in town. I couldn't get somebody over here to do a second episode. So I love you more than anything. And I hope that we can make it up to Vancouver. And of course, we'll get you two episodes next week. This episode was so much fun. We did this on Christina's set last week. All right, be jeansy, not greasy. Bye-bye. 1, 3, 8, 12, all the denim you have.
Doesn't smell, smell, doesn't burn. Doesn't smell, doesn't burn. Burn, burn, burn. Burn, burn, then greasy. Burn. Then greasy. Then greasy. Greasy. Dun dun. Greasy.
Greasy.
You know what I'm saying?
I like when it goes,
I believe that's the great Max Newman's Greasy E song.
Pretty amazing.
It's fantastic. Of course, we're playing it in honor of the new It Isn't Greasy shirt that I don't even know how many are left, but...
they've already gone pretty quick. You should get your shirt if you really want it, man.
Life and get your shirt to go with your life.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so phenomenal. What else? Jeans. It's that time. We are in Vancouver tonight.
Oh,
British Columbia. If you are in the greater Vancouver, British Columbia area, we're doing the podcast tonight at the Comedy Mix.
That's cool.
That's awesome. We're very excited to be here. And we're doing stand-up the rest of the week at the Comedy Mix on Burrard Street. Come on down, see a show, have fun with us. But tonight, and tonight only, it's the podcast live in Canada. What else is going on?
Well, Denim. Did you say the Dark Star Lounge in Denver?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. May 8th, we're at the Dark Star Lounge, Denver, Colorado. We're doing the podcast there. And then May 9th, we're at the Highline in Seattle, Washington, 9 p.m. You can buy your tickets at yourmomshousepodcast.com. June 6th, I'm at the Funhouse in Portland, Oregon, one night only. I'm just there doing stand-up. Please come and support your mom so she can wear her mom jeans as high as she can.
Yeah, that's awesome. We really like doing these... one-nighters and independent shows that you guys make possible. So Denver, Seattle, and Portland, we very much appreciate your support, and we're so looking forward to each one of these shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a good time. I got some other stuff coming up. I don't have a schedule in front of me, but I know I'm going to the Nasty Natty in May to go bananas. So please look for me there. And I got a bunch of other dates. They're all at TomSegura.com.
Google that shit.
Yeah, Google that
just
shit.
Google
I know I'm going to Buffalo. I'm doing Brea, San Jose. I know my Brea dates have the full charge with me. I added Denver in August. So I got a bunch of stuff. Check out TomSegura.com. Additionally, on that front, we have the brand new website for the show, Jeans.
Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful. YourMom'sHousePodcast.com.
It's really nice. And one of the many additions to it now is that we have a clips page. So people are always asking us to like tweet out, where can I see this? They're all going to be there. It's a slow build, so don't expect them all to be there at once, but it's growing. And I guarantee if you keep checking back, you'll see more and more and more clips.
Yeah, super fun. And
super fun.
Guys, if you're going to go to Amazon.com and do your shoppings there, maybe you're going to get a Mother's Day gift for your mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for Flag Day, you're going to buy a flag. Or Memorial Day, you're going to buy a memorial for somebody you love. Go through our podcast. Go, if you want to go to Amazon and you want to support the show, go to YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. Click on the banner on our homepage or any other page. Actually, they're all there. And then that directs you to Amazon and you do your shopping as you normally would.
Yeah, sometimes people ask, they're not familiar with how it works. And all you're doing is when you go to the page, when you go to YourMom'sHousePodcast.com and you click on the banner, it opens an Amazon page. You're done. Like, you don't have to, add in any information. Amazon follows that you went through our banner and you just do your shopping and check out normally. So people ask me sometimes, what else do I have to do to make sure? It's like, once you go through the banner, you're done.
You're done, bro.
You just do your shopping.
Bros.
That's it.
Bros. Oh, that Chuck Woolery shirt. Jeans Unit was my favorite.
Yeah.
It in Greasy is now my new, because the design is
it's fire, dude. It's
God
like straight fire.
Damn, he did a great job on that.
Yeah.
It's like kind of punk rock and kind of just rad. The colors are great. The fabric is super. It's the softest shirt that we've ever made.
Yep.
You're going to love it.
Angelo did that. God. Angelo Warner at Estoy Merchandise.
So good, dude.
Yep, super tight. Dope, man. So that's all the business. I'm excited to get into the show.
You've got good boy hair right now.
Do I?
It's mashed to the side. I like when it goes like that.
I got a little haircut.
You do?
Yeah.
You got to go to your Asian dude.
Yeah, he always fucks it up, but I still got to go to him. Are you ready to do this, Jeans?
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck.
Let's fucking party. And hey, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Tom Segura, at Christina P. There's also the Facebook page, facebook.com/YourMom'sHousePodcast, because, we like being social, be a part of social media. Let's do it, man.
Facebook, social media, Facebook. Let's get social. Social media. Let's get social.
Social.
Social media. Where we can spread the word and grow our reach and find our fans in their newsfeed. Let's get social with social media.
Sit down, big guy!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsi. Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Let's get social.
You almost actually have that note.
I know. That's how I sing for real.
You're almost there. I mean, she does it a little bit better than you. Jesus Christ.
If you ever
thinking about quitting show business and going to the corporate world, just think about that.
Is this what it is?
That's your life. That's your life.
What do I have to watch this or I have to be her?
You're at the fucking event. You're watching that. Yeah, of course you are. Yeah, is this hello? Let me tell on.
Hello, Facebook. Good afternoon. I was sitting here thinking about this new year.
All right. I just had to hear her.
Auntie Fifi, she goes, hello, Facebook. Social media, Facebook. May I tell you something for a minute?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And she has to ask permission.
Yeah. It's great.
Hello, Facebook.
And nobody answers.
Nobody
she still
answers.
Says thank you. So this is from a social media conference.
Oh, my God.
And they wrote a song specific. I mean, this is... This is how I would definitely be murdering people in an office. I would definitely be suicidal.
Oh, bro.
I realize that I obviously haven't done the corporate world in a while. I did do it. I did it in college, and, you know, I had, like, good jobs, Granger.
Dude, I had several corporate jobs up until even, I think, I was, 32 years old is when I stopped working in the corporate world. Clapping at meetings, clapping at quarterly income reports, clapping.
That's what I'm saying.
The song, who wants to learn QuickBooks? We made a song about it. And you're like, I don't want to hear the fucking QuickBooks song, dude.
Really? You mean you don't want to be a part of something like this?
I have four words for you. I love this company. Yeah!
Cool, huh? Want to be a part of that? Huh?
Wait, who?
Nothing
who,
like loving a company,
who
man.
Who loves their company? I mean, very few people love their company like that.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? It's easy to love your company, when you're having a good time with social media.
Let's get social.
I like the guy that tags.
That's the worst.
He's her background singer. Yeah. He's really, he sings social after she hits social.
Yeah.
So she says... And then he goes, social.
It's like when Bjork was in the Sugar Cubes. Did you know that Bjork, before she was a solo singer,
oh my God,
had the band, the Sugar Cubes, and she had a guy in there that was so useless. Like, she was the voice. Literally, she would be like, you know, blue-eyed pop. And he'd be like, yes, blue-eyed pop.
It's your hype man.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a hype man.
Yeah. But they're from Iceland. It was so queer.
That's very weird.
Hot. Yeah, like he wouldn't have anything to add.
At least she tried to sing. He kept it as... Social. Do you want to hear the song? Because the song's really good.
I want all of it. I want everything in it.
And there's raps. Wrote raps for the song.
Before we go into it, can I just say that my disdain for the corporate culture... knows no bounds. Like I remember just seething every fucking day. Like what really used to burn my asshole was when they'd be like, you gotta fill out your timesheets are due Friday, and you're like, motherfucker, you fucking know how many hours I'm here. Like, especially when you work a job where they pay you a salary every year, what the fuck do you need my timesheet for?
I know
I'm making the same 40 grand or whatever it is a year.
We had time cards.
What do you need a fucking time card for?
My favorite was, we had time cards when I did post-production.
Yeah.
And they didn't pay overtime, and they were like, and they'd be like, and fucking, you'll be happy about that. And then one guy is the a guy that I used to work with is the one that sued, you know, that he was like, we're doing fucking 80 hour weeks, and you're only paying overtime to editors. Like, nobody else should get overtime. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Fill out the time card. Yeah. Oh my God. And just listening to those boners at your office tell their dumb jokes to you. Like, there's always the funny guy. Wait, wasn't that some guy that came up to you at the show and was like, I'm the wacky guy in the office? And you're like, no, you're not, bro. Like,
in my group, I'm kind of the one that crosses the line. And I was like, cool, man. Yeah, so I enjoyed you because we both are kind of eye to eye on that. And I was like, yeah, that's cool, man.
Or watching PowerPoint presentations and stuff. Remember that shit?
Oh, my God.
Meetings. God damn it. The meetings are the most pointless. You know what a meeting is? Could have been a fucking email. Why do I need... You don't have to tell me the same shit
meetings,
in an hour.
Meetings,
Send me the email.
I did. I tried to make a meeting lighthearted one time. They were like, let Tom fucking take over.
Oh, no.
So I made a packet, and it was like, it was all super offensive. I didn't realize until people were looking at the packet. Then nobody was laughing. I was like, oh, shit. Because I didn't do like corporate jokes, you know?
Oh, right.
I was like, this shit makes me laugh. It was like a neighborhood watch for a murder, like a person. I was like, trying to catch this guy in my neighborhood. It was just all awful shit. I was like,
and where was this? Where were you working at the time?
At Rocket Science.
Post-production place.
Yeah. They were terrible.
I remember I used to have to fight the impulse during meetings. Like, you know, when everyone's talking about really serious things, like, and then on the Q4 report, you got to fill it. I remember fighting the urge. I would always have this really bizarre urge to stand up and yell obscene
white
things.
Niggers.
Yeah. That? Yeah. Like, I'd have to fight my urge to be like, you niggas is crazy. Or to say something like, I'm not wearing underpants. Or, you know, like something like that. Like
that impulse.
The bad impulse.
The scream something. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
We have an update for him too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and I also hated having to talk to everybody Monday morning and then give them the report of what you did over the weekend. Remember that? Man. What'd you do this weekend? None of your goddamn business is what I did this weekend. Don't worry about it, Susan, in accounting.
You know what I used to always get asked?
Ugh.
How come you don't hang out, man?
Yeah, that one too. That's a big one.
You never hang out. I'm like, we're here together 75 hours a week.
Yeah.
What do you mean hang out? We're hanging out all fucking week, man.
All week, bro. And then if you go out for drinks after, guess what you're talking about? The office.
The office.
Because you have
bullshit.
Nothing else in common.
Of course. Let's fucking get to this song, man. Because I think you have the wrong perspective.
I think you're right.
Because you're not realizing that it can be fun. And here's how you make it fun. Just let it build.
Oh, my life.
You feel like it. Clap your hands, get involved.
Showing you things you like. Try to get engagement. Photos from my life.
Oh my
cat, my kids, some bacon.
My cat, my kids, some bacon.
She's right about that bacon. People love bacon.
They
now.
Post photos
Very
of
hip
them.
Now.
Yep.
I'm hoping you'll share my stuff and tweet it to the world. If you help me grow my clouds, I promise that I'll share yours. So connect with me. Let's have some fun. Let's show the world how this gets done. Let's get social. With social media. Let's get social. With social media.
Yeah.
Where we can spread the word and grow our reach and find our fans in their newsfeed.
What?
Let's
find
get
our freaks.
Yeah.
Searching for the story that'll bring us instant fame. So we shoot our viral video and we post it to the gram.
To the gram.
The gram.
Looking for the secret of Facebook's holy grail. We try to keep from picking all that leads to hashtag fail. So connect with me. Let's have some fun.
Let's have fun.
Let's get done. Let's get social.
Social.
Social. With social media. Let's get social.
Social.
With social media. Where we can spread the word and grow our reach.
Kill our fans in their sleep.
Yeah, let's kill our fans in their sleep.
Let's
get social.
Social.
You got it. You got it.
The irony is that this is so terrible, it's gonna go viral.
It's gone viral. Yeah. Yeah, this is a fucking hit, man.
People don't know that it's real. They think it's like, they're like, this is hysterical. It's so funny that they made a parody. And it's like, nah, it's not a parody.
So the woman, because I saw this video when you were uploading it. Yeah. There, this is 100% for real.
This is for realsies. Yep.
She and this guy.
We haven't even gotten to the rap yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, don't you want to? I was also thinking, Kevin, to hip it up for the, you know, the youth, the social media culture. They like the raps. Could you write a rap? I'll write a rap. I'll write a rap. Well, thanks, Kevin. Kevin's going to write a rap for the thing with you. All right. Right there. Social
media. All right, everyone. I want you to stand up right now. Take out your phones. Take a selfie with your neighbor. It's time to get social.
Social.
Yeah.
Social.
Here we go. Wrap it up for us.
He puts on a hat and glasses before he raps.
Oh, my God.
Hey guys, I'm the Fresh Prince, you guys. Check it out.
Hey now, y'all.
Oh my God.
Can we just get real? Do we really care about our fans, or is this just another deal? Said another way, that we lost our way? Social's about the people, remember? We are people. Do we really need another like, fan, or share? Do we need another post to show up everywhere? I hope as we scatter that we never forget that our posts live forever, even when we go to bed.
So connect with me. Let's have some fun.
It looked like you were moved by that rap. You were like, it's a really good rap.
You know who he sounds like? The Love Shack, baby.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like Fred Schneider of the B-52s a little bit.
Like not nearly.
Love Shack, baby. Yeah,
as
like,
talented?
Like the, no. A little gay. Mm-hmm. But maybe covering it up for the corporate world. Mm-hmm. You like his khakis are a little tighter than everyone's.
Yeah.
And then, but your posts live on even when you sleep. That's what he said.
Yep. He said a lot of stuff.
Go to sleep and
he also said, we are people.
Yeah.
Like he tried to hip that up a little bit. We are people. Yeah. Don't forget. It's a good rap. I like it a lot.
I like the rap.
Show the world how this gets done. Let's get
social. Oh my God.
Social.
Yeah.
Let's get social.
Social.
With social media.
It's pretty good, huh?
Let's get social.
Do you wanna?
What conference is this for? Like, who is this? Is not for Facebook. They're way too cool.
Fuck no.
Like,
I don't
what?
Know. Some social media.
Oh my life.
Thing I don't know.
This is the most depressing corporate thing I've ever heard in my life.
Let's go back to former CEO of Microsoft, Steve Ballmer, to just get more of that kind of that cool that cool corporate energy, that cool corporate vibe, the way that you can only get excited about marketing and sale. You can never be this excited about other things, but sales, marketing, growing your business, that is what excited enthusiasm, that's what it's all about.
Developers, 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 developers. Yes!
Mm-hmm. Yes!
He likes developers. They're very important. They develop things.
Accounts payable, accounts receivable,
yeah.
quarterly reports, TPS
payroll,
reports,
payroll, payroll.
Well, listen to that applause.
Windows, 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 baby. Advertisers, advertisers, advertisers.
Yeah.
How many copies of something did you sell? What price did you sell it at? We're going to just keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming.
Okay.
How much do you think this advanced operating environment is worth? Wait just 1 minute before you answer. Watch as Windows integrates Lotus 1-2-3 with Miami Vice. Now we can take this Ferrari and paste it right into Windows Write. Now how much...
It's just fun. It's cool. It's relatable. And you're like, man, that's my boss. That's fucking awesome that he's doing that right now. That's so cool. I'm excited because he's excited.
I think
that's the philosophy behind that.
I think workers of the world
are ready for sales. Yeah. It's so fucking cool. You'd be ready for sales.
You guys, you guys pumped about this new spreadsheet system we got?
Oh, fuck.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah.
You guys, yeah, the new system. You ready to learn it?
You're like, yeah, oh, I don't know. Can you give us something? Yeah.
Introducing new Microsoft Windows XP. How much do you want this totally new Windows? Wait just 1 minute before you answer. Watch while I make Windows XP the center of my home. All my pictures, all my music, all my videos, boy. All in one place. Burn them to CD, post them to MSN, email them to friends, all with one click. Voice, video calls, right from Windows Messenger.
It's cool, right?
So depressing.
Yeah.
You know, I think people, like, work is a necessary evil, and most people really hate it, and you go and you do it because you have to feed your family. Dude. And it's so condescending when the corporate world tries to, like, we're gonna make this fun. You're like, just how about, let me have my dignity here. Let's just all agree that this fucking blows.
Don't make me clap about our new products. Don't make me don't make me sing a song about
them. Don't make me act like a monkey. Like, don't force me to get, you know, geeked about
Windows. This was me in all those
Windows.
Things.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, all right, man.
But then there was always that
come
one,
on, man.
That one suck ass employee who's like, "That's a really exciting idea, Jim. I think what I'm going to do." And you're like, "Don't."
Didn't see you clapping a lot today at the thing.
Yeah.
All right, man.
The one good thing about offices is when it's someone's birthday, though. That was kind of neat because then they'd bring the cake in, and then I didn't like to sing to that person, but I liked to eat their cake.
Yeah.
Or bagel day, super, super exciting at the
office. Bagels
were
cool treats, yeah.
Coffee, if they gave you nice free coffee, that was pretty neat.
We had the worst coffee in Post. Fuck that place.
Really?
Horrible coffee. Horrible.
Basket Social.
You miss it already, don't you?
Yeah.
You miss it already. I know you do.
Bring Basket Social.
It's a catchy tune. She wrote a really, really catchy song.
How do you, oh man, and I imagine being the person hired for creative on that, like I've written for really turdy things and shows, man, there was, okay, I'll tell you one, when I worked at animation, there was a guy that owned a t-shirt company in Florida somewhere, and he wanted us to create a character for his like t-shirt company, and the character was like an iguana with sunglasses that liked to surf. Like, it was so blatantly, like, a shitty corporate, and I had to, like, pretend, like, yeah, this is gonna be awesome, like, we're gonna record the animation, we're gonna do everything, and it's so hard to package a corporate turd.
Yeah.
Like, this show, the reason this works is that there's no corporate overlord destroying it yet.
Right.
Like, there's no man to fuck this up.
Notes. There's no notes.
No notes, no guidelines.
We fuck it up ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
No one tells us how to.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's what ruins good TV shows
Notes.
Too. Like Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yep.
This season's terrible.
It's terrible.
Because they've been giving her dumb notes, I think.
You see that all the scenes are super produced, contrived.
Yeah.
They're fake. And then the assistants just don't compare to the last assistants.
Because they're not real people. They're like really good looking, annoying retards.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get social.
You can't stop. I know you can't, but you need to be excited about what we're selling this year.
Our company was on the ropes, taking hits from every side. But then, over 40,000 genius users installed Windows XP.
All right.
Our help desk calls dropped significantly.
Woo!
Our stock's up over 40% since the start of the year. Goodbye, Windows 9X. Hello, Windows XP.
That's right, a new Windows for home and business users.
It's cool, right?
My favorite is when you're an employee of a company and you're on salary and you get to hear the stats of like the company sales are up 40%. That means your boss just made $50 billion.
Right.
What do I get?
You get to stay here.
Yeah.
Keep making them more money.
No, you get to stay here on the same salary.
Yeah, no.
With an incremental raise every year. Maybe and get a week off. Maybe.
He got
six
Porsches this week. You're like, wow, that's neat.
Do I get six Porsches for helping?
No, but he got different color ones. Isn't that cool? So that he doesn't get bored of driving the same Porsche. That is cool. It makes me want to get social with him.
Let's get social. I am starting to like it now a lot.
Of course, but don't forget the guy. Don't leave him alone. Social.
He's the guy in the sugar cubes, that guy.
Yeah, more.
How much did you guess? 500? 1,000? Even more? No! It's just $99! home edition and $199 for professional. It's Windows XP for Microsoft. Get it now.
Cool.
Is that a commercial he did or something?
It's like an inner office. Like these are like promotional. They stay within Microsoft. That you know they got released.
Thank God.
Here's one that they made.
Da da da. I like this song.
Just Stephen Ballmer and Bill Gates driving around with this song on.
Cool. Why does corporate things? Why do they have to suck so bad? You know, because like who's the they that they're so worried about?
This
defending?
Is why. Okay,
who's
this is
the
this, it's the same reason why sitcoms suck because they just like it's everything is done has to be done with the frame of mind like nobody can be offended, nobody can be like it's got to be so base. And so,
right.
You know, widespread.
Buttered
so,
noodles.
Yeah. So it's like when you have that many people that they're trying to make sure everyone's happy. That's why if you try to please everybody, you would suck the most.
Yeah. And but what's really interesting is that the complete opposite paradigm has been super successful. If you look at HBO and all their programming,
yeah.
That is completely not for everybody.
Right.
And people and then, are paying. And Netflix. If you look right. at that stuff, like House of Cards, if you look at Breaking Bad.
And what else on Netflix?
Tom Segura special.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's not for everybody, and that's why it works.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you can't try to please everybody. You learn that. I mean, that's in stand-up. That like,
yeah.
Even like your favorite stand-ups are like, not everybody likes them, you know?
No.
Whoever your favorite is, like... There's a whole group that hates that person's sense of humor. But if he tried to please them, he would lose the people or she would lose the people that
really love
exactly.
what she or he does.
Yeah.
Even Larry the Cable Guy, a guy who has a tremendous following. There's sure. people that really hate.
Oh, my God.
What? Like, yeah. God damn it.
But he's like the whole thing you learn from that is that like you just go to the ones that like you. That's who you're
yes,
playing to.
Like the mommies who are listening right now.
Right.
Like you who are listening to us.
Yeah.
You get it.
You guys get it. You,
jeez.
You listen to the show and then you usually tweet us about it. Let's get social. We love that, getting those social media tweets.
I can't believe that's a real... Actually, I can. I can believe that.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing. I'm glad I'm out of it too. Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, I remember there's something sad, like there's good parts to having that life because you know what's going to happen every day, you know,
yeah.
you have a job tomorrow, most of the time,
mm-hmm.
but I think what kills people, it's the monotony and the this personalities that you encounter
yeah.
and having to deal with the same assholes every day. If you're lucky, you work with people you like, but you don't really often do that.
Man.
Most of the time, it's like the girl that's crying in the cubicle next to you. She's having emotional breakdowns every day.
That shit wore me down, man.
Me
I,
too.
I cannot do it. It's like you're sitting there, you're just like, fuck. That was the most depressing time. I didn't realize how depressed I was
yeah.
till later. Like it took yeah. me years to look back and go, oh, I was depressed when I was there.
Oh, I knew I was. And I always wanted to just go there and ignore everybody and just
yeah.
do my work. But that's the part about office culture that sucks is like everybody wants to know what's up. Like, how was your week? What are you doing tomorrow?
A lot of phoniness too.
Yeah. Hey.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Are you happy to be here?
Circle back. Oh, and the lexicon, the vernacular.
You
want
to go to that thing? We're all going to it. No.
Yeah.
You never hang out. No.
No. My favorite.
Have a good night. And you're like, you know.
You have a good motherfucking night.
You have a good motherfucking night.
I remember the corporate phrases would make me bananas. Like, you know, we're gonna circle back.
Yeah.
I can't even remember
Loop
them all
me
now.
In. Shoot her over to me.
Shooting emails and
yeah.
looping. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Think outside the box a little bit, guys.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Can't
yeah,
do it, man.
It's oppressive. God damn it.
Oh, fuck.
Well, God bless you if you're sitting in your cubicle. I'm sure you are. A lot of you do right now. Just fucking, if you hate your coworkers, buddy, I feel your pain.
Yeah, we know what's up.
Tweet about it.
We get messages from people that are like, I'm fucking in this office cubicle. I'm ready to lose
kill
my mind.
Myself.
Yeah. I feel your pain, man. I definitely feel your pain. So, I mentioned earlier that Pastor Manning.
Strong!
wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
That's yeah. That's Pastor Manning. He is a really unbelievable man. He has said some of the most outrageous things we have ever heard, ever, on this program. We didn't even know. I mean, the basis for that video, that clip, we didn't know what it was, too. A lot of times, most of the time, you know, we get sent some audio. We have no idea the origin of it.
Right.
We just go, that was good, that was funny, or whatever. It fits into what we're doing. We'll play it. We don't always know the backstory. So for this one, I mentioned that, and then the people sent us the backstory. Here's the backstory surrounding What's Wrong With You. Okay.
Y'all ain't got no sense, you black women. Your men treat you like the dogs, like your dogs. They walk all over you. They make you pay the bills at home, and then the preachers pimp you in the churches and make you pay the bills. Y'all crazy black women buying these black men private jets, the tune of $50 million for a nigga to ride around in a private jet. And you talk about, look at our pastor. What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And what's wrong with a black man that would take that kind of money out of a poor neighborhood and buy himself a private jet? What's wrong with y'all niggas? What's wrong with you?
What is he talking about? I still don't know what he means.
The $50 million. Wait, so what black women are giving their money to the church and then they're buying $50 million jets?
Who? Who's doing that?
I don't know.
Makes no sense.
I don't know.
Yes, sir. Yes. What's wrong with you, black women? What's wrong with you voting for Barack Obama? What's wrong with you?
Well, who are they supposed to vote?
What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy. Black people, let me tell y'all something. If you don't ever hear me say preach again, they can kill me tomorrow. But let me tell you something. We're not going to ever get anywhere until we look into the mind of a black man. He doesn't think correctly. I don't care what
he's black. This is all crazy.
I don't understand.
So anyways, that's from that. This guy is like beyond fucking bananas, and he is the man. He's the Honorable James David Manning. He's the head pastor at this Atla World Ministries. I can't make up what he says. So I'm just going to play you this, because after I got that clip and started looking around, I was like, holy shit, this guy's unbelievable.
Now, this is not racist or anything, praise the Lord. But Satan used an African man and a white trash woman to give birth to this wicked spirit called Barack Hussein Obama. Barack's father.
Can you pause it for a minute? Mm-hmm. Whenever someone says this isn't racist, and then they go on to say like the most awful shit ever.
He said,
this is not racist. But the black man and then the white trash woman.
Yeah.
Which is totally racist.
I mean,
I can say white trash because I'm white, you know.
It's pretty, it's not a nice way to start the dialogue.
And that's how Barack Obama was made?
Let him tell you.
Did what 70% of all black men do, run off and leave and don't support. He is not black.
Barack, he's saying Barack's not black.
He's white trash.
Okay.
He's white trash. Barack Hussein Obama. It's white trash. I hate Barack Hussein Obama, who is nothing but a long-legged devil right out of the pit of hell. And if you don't mind my saying it, Jesus hates him too.
Jesus hates him too?
Jesus is a little bit stepping over.
Wait, but how does he know Jesus hates? Jesus doesn't hate anybody.
He's the Honorable James David Manning. I think he knows what he's talking about. Hates him.
Hates him. Jesus doesn't hate
but
anybody.
Pastor Manning, who is the head of a church, hates him. And Jesus hates him. They both hate him.
Wow.
It's intense.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of hatred.
Poor Barack. Who doesn't like Barack? As a person. I mean, come on now.
I don't know.
He's adorable.
He says crazier shit.
You got children you haven't taken care of. And if you can't take care of your own children, how can you then say you're ready to choose a president to take care of the nation? I'm not responsible for it. I'm just trying to show you how no good you are. And yet you want to talk about choosing a black man to be your president. You have no honor. You have no honor. You make babies like Aunt Jemima makes biscuits. Now get angry about that.
What? You make babies like Aunt Jemima makes biscuits? First of all,
she
makes syrup. She is the syrup bottle.
Yeah.
Jemima did not make biscuits.
Is there an Aunt Jemima biscuit line that we don't know about?
Maybe in the South. Gosh. I mean, That's a pretty bold claim, though. Who doesn't like Barack? Listen, I don't. That's just so rude. Politics aside, I like that family. You know, I like the Obama family. They got cute dogs. They're a good-looking group.
There are,
Barry's got a nice personality. He's cute.
There are Aunt Jemima. You can make them with her her buttermilk pancake and waffle mix.
Oh,
you can
well,
make biscuits out of that.
Fucking excuse me, America.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that was talking
about. Dude, that syrup's my favorite. I know you like the real kind, but I like that Aunt Jemima the best. It's I like fake tasting white trash syrup.
Really?
Aunt Jemima's my personal favorite, dude.
You like, so, oh, wow.
I like, here's what I like. I like Aunt Jemima syrup. Mm-hmm. I like Kraft shaky cheese.
Yeah, you do.
And I like fucking Ragu traditional.
Why is that, you think?
Because I'm white trash.
Like Pastor Manning was just talking about. You were exactly, you fell into his trap.
Well, I should have made Barack Hussein Obama with a black man.
With your white trash womb.
With my white trash
womb.
Devil womb.
Womb, you long-legged devil.
So I got news for you about niggas.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute.
The way they turned on Bill for Barack, I don't have to worry about them being against me. They'll come on back. They're fickle. They're not committed to anything. And if they commit to something, you can't trust them. They don't stay with anything very long. So if they mad with me now, I'll be glad with me tomorrow. All I got to do is get some government cheese and run through three government programs through here. And I do declare every nigga in Harlem will be coming to this church for the government program. And I know it.
What's his position exactly? Is he pro-black or not? Jeez.
I don't know. It's just it's bananas to look at this and just see this dude. Saying this shit.
Well, I'm not.
And he's saying it at like an altar. Like he's at the podium that says yeah. Jesus is Lord. What in the fuck?
You know, I just I don't mind if someone has an argument, an opinion. That's yeah. fine, but at least make it cogent. I don't even know what this guy's position is.
Yeah,
I don't understand the argument. At least make an intelligent premise, and you know, reason it out. Then I can go, yeah, I agree, or no, I disagree. Disagree.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't make sense.
This all reminds me, listening to this right now, reminds me of Pastor X. Remember him?
No.
You don't remember him?
No.
Pastor X, we never played, but this is, or Reverend X, whatever he goes by. He had a public access show. Where he could read from the Bible and take calls. You never saw this?
No, but it's like my favorite thing ever is public access.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal.
What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, this is a little different, but just so you know.
Okay, all right.
It was called Spirit of Truth. This is how his show would open. Mystical. What you gonna do?
Well, I thought he was saying, what's wrong with you?
Oh, no.
What's wrong with you?
Here
I go.
Here we go.
Stupid ass bitch. Bitch, I give a fuck what you're thinking. Fuck your thoughts. I'm God, and bitch, you not.
Listen, you ain't God. Stupid bitch.
The fuck's your problem?
You need to watch that damn language.
Bitch, I'm God.
Oh, there he
how
is.
How the fuck you tell me to watch my language? There ain't no fucking child. Bitch, get off the phone. Go tell your children watch they fucking language. You got me now. You got me now. You got me now. Oh, you figured me out. You fucking nincompoop fucking poop. Oh, monkey-minded ass nincompoop fucking poop.
You believe in God. How you believe in God? You believe in God like he's something you just wipe your ass with? How you believe in God?
Simple monkey-minded nincompoop fucking poop.
I think what the listeners need to know is that this is like the very beginnings of green screen.
Mm-hmm.
So in the background, this guy, he's holding a Bible and
he took his shirt off.
Talking. Now he's shirtless. And in the background will be like mountains
or
holding
himself.
A staff or him.
In the background? That's
yeah,
him
he's
in front of himself?
Next call. Shut up, motherfucker. You ain't God. But I am
biatch! Stupid fuck! Goddamn blasphemer! You're a goddamn fish! That's what the fuck you is! I give a fuck what you're thinking! Fuck your thoughts! I'm God, and bitch, you not. Nah, I'm God, motherfucker, and I'm not who you thought I was.
And by the way,
mountains.
You know that's not a Bible?
Oh, what is that, the phone book?
Phone book, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's out of his mind.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was reading the Bible at least.
Well, he says that he's reading the Bible, but he's really not.
Oh, my life.
God,
this guy's on drugs.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A lot of drugs. And that guy smokes crack, rock.
But the thing is that the thing that separates is that you know he's crazy. You know what I mean? Like
here.
He looks crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it's obvious.
And you go like, this is a crazy person.
Yeah.
But Pastor Manning has a congregation.
Yeah. Well, and let's be real though, not a lot of congregation. There's like two people going, yeah.
Yeah, it's not packed, but it's still.
Okay. Bend it to a war and lay a snare. You know, they try to trip a nigga up like me, you know, because I ain't following Whitey's rules.
Oh, Whitey's you know, rules.
For they're him that reproves in the gate and turns aside to just for a thing of nothingness. They also that Aaron Spears shall come to understanding.
Wait a minute, Aaron Spears shall come to understanding?
And he has the music louder than his mic.
And it's like Snoop Dogg, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure Snoop.
Ready or not, yeah. Here we come.
Do you think he bought the licensing?
Oh, definitely.
Bought the rights to this music?
For the funk that we bought. One nation. It's P-Funk. It's George Clinton.
Wow. That's what I'm about. Next call, state your name. Yeah, state your name. Your first and your last name. You're in court.
You're in court.
Okay, Terry.
He's crazier than
out of his fucking mind.
He shaved the whole top of his head but left the back.
Oh, like a Buddhist. Like like a Wu-Tang master or the Wushu Kung Fu guy.
Yeah. He's fucking crazy.
Yeah, this guy's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah. So
wow.
Anyways.
That guy lives in New York, I bet, huh?
That was so serious. It's like, what's fucking
That's an East Coast thing, I feel like. That's like people
That dude?
Yeah. Is he from the East Coast?
LA.
No,
yeah.
I would never have guessed.
Yeah, well, let's have fun now.
It's like, let's get social. Do you remember, did you ever watch Wally George growing up?
No.
That may have been a local LA guy too. There was this nutbag named Wally George, and he had white hair, and he was an old white guy, and he would have the American flag behind him, and he had an audience. This is before Jerry Springer, by the way. And he would bring on like Klansmen or like lunatics too.
Yeah.
And he would get the audience to chant with him like sick, 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 sick.
Uh-huh.
It was really funny, actually. It was like the original crazy public access show. My dad and I would watch it for hours. This guy,
really?
Wally George, he was a great American. He would always claim to be this great American. And if you were un-American, according to him, like, boy, you got it.
He gave you
Wally
George the business?
Show. Wally George gave you the one too, yeah.
Wow.
God, that guy was so funny. He should have had a real TV show, Wally George. I think he was pretty funny.
Well, there's some other important stuff. We can't just...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I sidetrack us?
A little bit. Let me see if I can pull this up. We have...
Let's get
social.
Do the guys part.
Social.
That's so fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Ugh. Could you imagine having to sit in that shit and be like, God damn it, I gotta quit this job.
Yeah.
I'd rather sell my body than, I gotta get into foot fetish porn or something. I can't do this job anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's how you feel, huh?
You gotta get out of this, man.
If you were what, watching that?
If I was in that seminar, if I was in the audience, and this is my gig, you know, I'm like, fuck, what did I do, man?
You just come home that day and be like, do porn.
Yeah, I should have dropped out of law school. I should have stayed in law school, man.
Myself.
Become a paralegal or something, yeah.
shouldn't
have left Granger. That was a good job.
So we have a new, what is it called? Entry?
Entry?
Yeah, a new entry.
Entry.
In the U.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
The YKWIS.
Yes.
Un challenge, if you will.
We got to get that,
like a shirt for that or something, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Who do we have? Like, what is it?
Well, this is these two. Let's see. Muhammad King Mo Lal and Quentin Rampage Jackson were on a Canadian MMA show. And I haven't even seen it, but okay. I was just told that there's some wild, you know what I'm saying, in this. So let's see.
And pro wrestling, sometimes they sound the same. I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Muhammad, is it maybe a Middle Eastern, you know what I'm saying?
If he drops a Middle Eastern version of You Know What I'm Saying, that would really be exciting. I don't know. Let's see. Off the record.
May 9th is going down right now. For real, man. I'm going to stop it.
I don't know. This is weird. Okay.
Thunder gonna... Slow with the capital S.
Yeah, I'm on a mission.
When it takes off. When it takes
these,
off.
These two dudes hate each other.
Straight now, dog. Straight now. The cage still up. Let's go.
Here we go.
So, guys, that's great hype there, but I'm going to say this, and tell me if I'm wrong, Mo, first of all. I think that this is kind of a made-for-TV, a real sort of fake argument that you guys are having to hype the fight. Am I right when I say that?
I think you're wrong, man. What's the why would we fake something like this, you know what I'm saying? We both fighting in the cage for money, you know what I'm saying? We ain't cool, you know what I'm saying? We ain't boys, you know what I'm saying? We fighting for that money, you know what I'm saying? Whenever money's involved, you gotta have an argument. You know what I'm saying? All that other fake stuff y'all talking about kind of gets old, you know what I'm saying? That's what the fans say because they watch pro wrestling.
Yeah, but people
pro
do it
wrestling
all the time.
Got hot all of a sudden. Now everybody thinks that. Who does what?
Well, people do it all the time.
You think
the
people are friends?
I don't know, but you said why would we hype the fight? I'm saying you would hype the fight because it's great for ratings. It's great for buys.
Listen. You're cutting me off. I'm talking about, look, I'm not trying to hype nothing up. I'm just being real. You know what I'm saying? It's not like me and Rampage are boys. Now, if we were boys and all of a sudden we're like, hey, Rampage hit me up and was like, hey, Mo, let's hype this fight up, then that's fake. But we don't talk like that on the phone. You know, we ain't boys. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, that's what y'all think.
That's really good.
It was like 9.
It's a lot. But, and again, with the criteria that we were presented with, that's the way to do it.
Well, it's in a professional environment, a professional interview setting.
Mm-hmm.
He is a fighter, so he's kind of given license to be a little kooky.
Yeah,
but
you can be more eccentric, flavor it up.
Yeah. But not like a rapper. Like a rapper, you've total license to ill.
Yeah.
This guy's got a partial license to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all seen an interview we did years ago, like 3 years ago. That was fake. But what's going on right now is real.
So Rampage?
On the side note, he just admitted to the accusation was fake a while ago. That was weird.
Jeez.
Is it real for you? Do you honestly
dislike
this guy?
See if he says any, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Mo and I don't get along. Any true fan will know they'll see it. They know about the history. I'm not here to try to prove nothing to you, like if me and Mo beef is real or fake. When you guys watch the fight, you guys will know that it's real. You'll see the energy. You'll see how I try to destroy him. And you'll see that I genuinely don't like him when I'm punching him in his face.
That's what's up.
Wow. God, what a hard job. That's a hard gig to be an MMA fighter. God.
Yeah.
How long can you do that stuff for?
Not long.
Like my age is like, well, you're 35. That's like retirement age for those guys, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, for some of them. I mean... Look, at 35, if you were a pro fighter, you've already been through some bouts. You probably have some brain damage already.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, they get fucked up. These guys really get fucked up, man.
Can they make a living after they're done fighting? Like, is there enough sponsorship or
something?
No,
I mean, very few. Like, the top performers are the guys who will continue to have endorsements. They can, you know, you can start your seminars, like, you know, when you give basically classes on, like, how to be a top level fighter. You have these big people pay to come hear you speak or give basically a showing. Like it's like a training session essentially, but a big one. So you make money doing that, but only the top tier guys are going to continue to make like endorsement money. But the majority of them, no, like they're going to go probably train people, you know, take meth, like do other things, you know?
Attend social media conferences.
Yeah, you can. You can make it fun. Yeah.
Let's get social.
Social. They get fucked up.
God, so sad.
Jesus.
I've registered.
Look at that.
That's like a 6.7 on the earthquake.
Looks like somebody screamed.
Yeah. We can watch the
I'm proud of myself.
The sound waves when we record the show on the computer, and Tom's belch just registered like a seismic catastrophe.
That was really good. It's way louder than our speaking voices.
Well, you just ripped one.
Yep. Very, very proud of myself. Proud of myself.
I miss Jules. We gotta get her back in here, man.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart.
We had a question for Top Dog from the Ice House.
I know, but I haven't had a chance to ask him.
No, yet. I know, but we have to remember that. It's pretty interesting.
Maybe I'll give him a shout tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
It's a good idea.
I wish my dad was more open to brown talk. Like, I have to catch him. Yeah, some days he's really into it. Like, he'll tell me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some days, no. But my dad takes monster stinky dad dumps. Like, oh my God, I can hear FIFO snoring again.
Yeah. What about when he was working?
Dude.
And he was drinking the beer.
Oh, bro, that's what I'm saying. Like,
beer shits every day.
Dude, so my dad, hardworking dude, would come home every day with a sixer at least and like polish that off on the couch. But he never changed. My dad could drink until the cows come home. He doesn't change.
Yeah.
Anyways. He'd do a sixer, and then he's up at 6 a.m. And I know, God bless him so much. He works so hard to keep me alive. Anyway, dude, I would just smell like his beer dad dump.
From down the hall?
Through the door.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I would hear the door close. I'd be like, oh, fuck, he's going to fuck up that bathroom. And, like, just explosive dad dumps. Oh, my God, come to think of it, I could hear my dad's dumps through the doors, kind of like I can hear my husband's dumps through the doors.
Just the circle of life continues.
Wow, they say you marry your father.
Yeah. You married his asshole.
I definitely married his asshole. My dad's shits, man. They just reeked.
Would you guys ever discuss that? Pungent. Would you ever go like, Dad, whoa? And he would be like, yeah. Huh?
All the time, yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, that was a huge joke in our house. Is like, he'd come out and he'd just start laughing because I'd be like, fuck, Dad. I wouldn't say fuck as a kid, but I'd be like, oh my God.
You could smell them from a long way.
And then when I'd be in there making a brown, my dad thought it was super funny to stand outside the door and go.
Yeah, who does that joke now?
I like that joke. I like it.
You do that joke all the time.
Well, I can tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart.
Because that joke's funny. That's universal.
Yeah.
You don't think that's funny?
I do.
Do you like it when I go?
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my favorite ones. What is this? This says...
Y'all both got what y'all wanted. Y'all wanted the...
Okay. Sorry.
Does your mom take huge dumps too?
No. You don't know that about her?
Your mom doesn't take many dumps, I think, right? Like, yeah. She's the opposite.
She doesn't... You're like... She's like, oh, I did something for my country. That's what she always says. You're like, what is it? She was like, two little things like this.
Aww.
She has that fucking retarded diet, though.
Yeah, she eats like candy and then bread.
Bread. And she's like... 120 pounds. Like, she hasn't gained a pound since they got married.
So great.
So ridiculous.
So lucky.
She eats fucking nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's how you don't shit.
You
gotta eat nothing.
You eat, well, or you eat, like, just bread and shit like that.
Yeah, it clogs you right up.
What day is it? Where do I live?
That's FIFO. He came out from under the bed. We are recording, by the way, in a remote location.
That we can't talk about?
That we can't talk about by contract, but just so you know. So Foof is, he just saw something out the window.
Yep.
Oh, it's the helicopter. He hears helicopters.
Helicopter.
He helicopter. Lick, lick.
That's another good one.
Man, what are you drinking?
You got me a DP.
Oh, I fucking, that diet DP tastes like regular DP.
That's the whole thing.
All the difference.
That's the whole thing that they're trying to get you to fucking buy into, man. This DP tastes like a regular DP.
Remember when they are marketing it and they're like, it's not for girls. Like, what was that all about?
I don't know.
What was the strange thing?
Oh, that Dr. Pepper 10.
Oh.
It's for men only. That's such a stupid campaign.
I just farted. Did you hear it? Did it register?
No, I don't think
squeak?
So.
I mean, a little squeak there.
Maybe. I don't think that's what that is. It might be there.
How come you really don't fart on the show anymore?
I try to, but I'm going to shit my pants.
you know?
I took so many dumps today. We ate at a restaurant last night, and I had a lot of gas all night, and then I shit two big shits today.
That's what happens. It's habits, life. So it's life, you know? It's the way life goes.
Some days you shit big, some days you don't shit big. Is that what you're saying?
That's what happens.
Just with life. Life.
That's how life goes.
Sometimes Theo takes a person-sized dump. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. It's always alarming.
Jesus.
Like, thief. The fuck, man.
he's like 13 pounds now, and dude, sometimes he takes shits as big as I take.
It's pretty crazy. I know. He should take, I feel like he should take rabbit shits.
I know.
But he doesn't.
Well, he's up to 13 pounds. He's getting fat now.
Yeah.
The vet told me we got to cut it off. We can't get any fatter than this.
Okay. You got it.
Yo, I got it.
Yeah, I'm not
What are you going to do? You going to work him out?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Take him for a walk tonight. Okay. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Thank you for listening to the show.
Get
naked to the show.
Rubbing the show all over your body.
Don't forget to send us your emails, your tweets. You can email us at yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet us, @TomSegura, @ChristinaP, Facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast, Facebook, social media.
Such a stupid song.
I know. Thank God. You guys for all that shit. Anything
Thank
else?
You, mommies. No, I love you guys. I love you. I cradle you in my bosom. You,
she cradles you in her bosom.
You who listens to this.
There you go. That's it.
I love
it.
You guys.
All right. We got to run.
Your mom's house. Your mom's house. Your mom's house. Your mom's house. You've been listening to Your Mom's House, where your mommies dump comedic clips in your mouth. And there's always brown talk for your ear hole. And a cum dog sitting in the back, you know she's ready to roll. Titties in a clamp, she'll figure eight your asshole till you take your sprinkler and watch her drink it up and all. Damn. It's your motherfucking mom's house.
Your mom's house.
You've been listening to your mom's house.
Your mother's house.
And would you rather have a mouth full of shit or a pussy full of ants? Do that dance. With your blue jeans high and tight. When Tommy cooks the push, you know he makes it squirt, right?
Right.
And you should see what that lovely Tina does with a bear's D. You see, it's your motherfucking mom's house.
Your mom's house.
You've been listening to your mom's house.
Your mother's house.
Where your mommies run around just dumping these clips up in your mouth. You've been listening to your mom's house with that angry Eastern blocker, Christina P. And Tommy Buns is the motherfucking G.O.D. And don't forget about that cutie fido FIFA-nator, elongating them little bitches but never sees them later. That little dog is like an old black man, he is a real O.G. You see, you've been listening to your mom's house.
Your mom's house.
It's your motherfucking mother's house.
Your mother's house.
Where your mommies run around just dumping these clips all in your mouth. We got the juice, juice, got that motherfucking juice, juice. You've been listening to your mom's house.
Your mom's house.
It's your motherfucking mother's house.
Your mother's house.
Just dumping these clips up in your mouth. Don't bring anyone's mother into this.